It is September 22nd, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Chris Giancarlo and Gary Gensler are not the only former CFTC chairman with strong opinions about crypto. Tim Massid, the Gary Gensler body double who succeeded the now SEC chairman as CFTC chair, was recently interviewed by Tracy Alloway and Joe Weisenthal of Bloomberg. Massid, a current research fellow at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, opined on how to regulate stablecoins without passing any new laws. Gordon Bennett has been named Environmental Finance's Sustainable Business Leader of the Year, recognized for his role in expanding ICE's environmental markets portfolio and his work on establishing market-based solutions to create an asset class for natural capital. JLN interviewed Gordon during FIA IDX 2022 for a new series we started, The History of Environmental Trading. Citadel posted a new video to its YouTube channel titled 2022 Citadel Internship Experience that just makes you believe Citadel is the place to work. The work environment, the work-life fun balance and personal development, as well as access to senior Citadel leadership, is just a great story that makes you want to go to work at Citadel. It is a very effective, well-done video. The CEO of Kraken, Jesse Powell, has stepped down and has been replaced by Kraken COO David Ripley, believe it or not. Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing Limited won the Best IR Company Large Cap Award at the Hong Kong Investor Relations Association's 8th Investor Relations Awards 2022. Congratulations to Kate Leahy, who's been promoted to lead project manager at the CME Group. Andrew Level is starting a new position as compliance examiner with the National Futures Association. Andrew was a teaching assistant with the Greenwood Project previously. Here is your demographic statistic of the day. For the first time, Catholics outnumber Protestants in Northern Ireland, the Financial Times reported. The FT said the census shows 45.7% of the people in the region identify as Catholic, 43.5% as Protestant. Among the highlights of the FIA's August 2022 volumes are worldwide volume of exchange-traded derivatives reached 7.30 billion contracts in the month of August, the highest monthly total ever recorded. The August total was up 11.2% from July 2022 and up 38.1% from August 2021. The FIA said the main driver of the record trading volumes was options rather than futures. Global trading of options reached 4.71 billion contracts in August, up by more than 62% from 2021, with most of that trading happening in the Asia-Pacific region. Global trading of futures reached 2.59 billion contracts, up 8.4% from last year. FIA members and non-member subscribers can find more information with a link in today's newsletter. CDP, an international nonprofit that helps companies and cities disclose their environmental impact, is expanding its global environmental disclosure system to help solve the plastic pollution problem. From 2023, plastics will be incorporated into the disclosure system. The Pew Charitable Trust, the Minderoo Foundation, and the Ellen MacArthur Foundation are providing expertise and support. A new report from the Global Reporting Initiative, GRI, State of Progress, Business Contributions to the SDGs, looks at the latest trends in Sustainable Development Goals, SDG, reporting. The report explores the role of sustainability reporting in enabling companies and governments to measure progress on meeting Sustainability Development Goals. Sally Duros reported that last story. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Our MarketsWiki education short of the day is Leslie Sutphin, How I Discovered My Wild Side. In this video from MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity event in Chicago, Leslie Sutphin, co-founder of Women in Listed Derivatives, or WILD, talks about starting her career when there were very few women working in the futures and options industry. After looking around room after room during her career and seeing the same gender disparity, Sutphin decided to create WILD. WILD's mission is to help women in the financial industry through mentorship and networking. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. SEC set to let Wall Street keep payment for order flow deals. Gensler had floated possible prohibition in sweeping overhaul. Regulator weighing ways to push more trading to exchanges. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission will stop short of banning payment for order flow, a controversial way to process retail stock trades, as it proposes new rules for the $48 trillion American equities market. The decision, described by people familiar with the matter, follows months of internal deliberations at the agency. It marks a win for brokerages that get paid for processing rights, although the SEC may still enact other changes that make the practice less profitable, according to People. My comment, payment for order flow just can't be killed. Here's a story from ESPN. Exchanges provide new opportunities for American bettors of all levels. American bettors have a new opportunity this football season with the arrival of regulated sports betting exchanges in the United States. Experts say betting exchanges can benefit both professional and recreational bettors, but hurdles exist. This summer, the New Jersey Division of Gaming Enforcement approved betting exchanges, Profit Exchange, and Sport Trade. The companies, which are both led by 20-something founders, launched in September in New Jersey, becoming the first regulated sport betting exchanges in the United States. My comment, are there opportunities for bettors who don't bet, like me? Here's a story from Bloomberg. Five rules for businesses to thrive. From the Windsors to the Fords and the Cokes to the Tatas, the dynastic principle continues to flourish, but the rules of the family game in business are changing. Nobody does dynasty better than the British royal family. The recent days of pomp and circumstances have not only been a celebration of a life well lived, they have been a celebration of the power of the family to transcend death and to link the past to the present and hence the future and hence to the future. Individual monarchs may die. The institution lives on because of the fusion of biological and social inheritance. The queen is dead. Long live the king. It is easy, particularly after watching days of soldiers in red jackets and bearskins, marching bands and Union flags, to see the Windsors as an expression of the peculiarities of the British. To a man and a woman, social theorists have predicted that modernity would mean the end of the dynastic principle in the face of democracy and meritocracy, and they have been able to point to the demise of great royal dynasties such as the Romanovs or the Habsburgs. Queen Victoria's funeral resembled a gathering of crowned heads of state, many of them her relations. At Elizabeth II's funeral, most of the heads of states were commoners. My comment, there are more than five rules for family businesses. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was Inside a College Student's Abusive Summer from Hell on Wall Street from Insider. Second was Citadel Griffin Brings Billions to Miami with political wins at his back from Bloomberg. Third was a tie between, for New Yorkers, 6 p.m. is the new 8 p.m. from the New York Times Style magazine, and high-frequency trading techniques to run your business like a hedge fund from Inc. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story from Yahoo Finance. The headline, Jamie Dimon calls crypto tokens decentralized Ponzi schemes. JPMorgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon likened crypto tokens to Ponzi schemes before a U.S. House Committee oversight hearing on Wednesday, reiterating his well-known criticism for cryptocurrencies. I'm a major skeptic on crypto tokens, which you call currency like Bitcoin. They are decentralized Ponzi schemes, he said, pointing to the billions of dollars lost each year through crypto-related hacks and how cryptocurrencies are used in crimes such as ransomware payments, money laundering, and sex trafficking. And the notion that it is good for anybody is unbelievable, Dimon added. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. CEO of crypto exchange Kraken steps down, operating chief Dave Ripley to succeed co-founder Jesse Powell as chief executive. Jesse Powell, an early Bitcoin backer and co-founder of the cryptocurrency exchange Kraken, plans to step down from his role as chief executive, the company said on Wednesday. Dave Ripley, the current chief operating officer, will succeed Mr. Powell. Kraken's largest shareholder, Mr. Powell, will remain on the board as chairman. He plans to stay active in the company, spending his time on product development and industry advocacy. Here's a story from Bloomberg. A great copper squeeze is coming for the global economy. The price of copper used in everything from computer chips and toasters to power systems and air conditioners has fallen by nearly a third since March. Investors are selling on fears that a global recession will stunt demand for the metal that's synonymous with growth and expansion. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.